Hey guys, Ron Placone here. You are listening to the Indie Bohemians. Good to be here. My guest this week, Svetlanis. These guys are a punk band out of Milan, Italy. Their frontwoman, Olga, was banned from Russia. And we get into that. We talk about what happened. It's a pretty awesome story. I asked them if they knew Pussy Riot. They do not. But we kind of talk about all that. We talk about Putin. We talk about Trump. Really fun. I got to go see these guys live, and man, was it... Here's the thing. Ironically enough, I was thinking about... Earlier in the day, I was thinking about great frontmen, front people, and what that means, and... I don't know why, but I randomly had the thought that as a front man, strictly speaking, as a front man, Michael Stipe is very underrated. He is a fantastic front man, got great dance moves, and just does such a cool job. I mean, watching that guy live is a blast. And I mean, I love REM, but there's just such a cool element when you see him doing those tunes. And I was just entertaining that concept, not knowing what I was walking into later in the evening. So I show up to the Redwood in L.A., which is where Svetlanis was playing. It's a punk bar right in downtown. I'd heard a lot about it, had never been there. This is my first time there since I moved to town. Good place. And there were a couple other bands. Pretty decent attendance, especially for a Monday night. And I introduced myself to the band because a friend of the show and former guest, JT Habersat, hooked up this interview, which I thank him again for doing that. And I find D-Stay, the drummer, and Olga, the singer, say, hey, you know, we'll do this after your set. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. And they take the stage. They were the third band to play. And this is like a tiny... There's a bar, and then the stage is kind of up front. It's a small stage, kind of your typical music venue setup. Small venue, probably holds about maybe like 150 or so if it's packed out to the brim. And Olga is not even on the stage. She has her microphone, and she is on the floor, pretty much just a couple feet away from the audience. And she proceeds to just use that entire venue as her stage. And it was incredible. I mean, she had so much energy. She was so vibrant and mobile and just in your face. And it's like, man, you don't see rock and roll done this way very much anymore. And she would get right in people's faces. She would go up to people, just sing right in their face. It was awesome. It was like, I said this to her in the interview, it was like Gigi Allen, if Gigi Allen actually cared. It was a passionate, politically conscious, moved by the music, angry, subversive, poetic. And it was just there. And of course, it was minus all the gross stuff. She didn't do anything gross like Gigi Allen used to do. She didn't do anything like that. It was just all about the music. And it was powerful. And the band was as tight a punk band as any. They did not miss a beat. They did not miss a note. D-Stay, the drummer, was just right in the pocket the entire time. Ferocious drumming. D-Stay and Olga are married, I believe. And there was just so much power and chemistry with that band. They were incredible. I was blown away by their live show. And, you know, I really do love live music a lot, and I don't get to see it as much as I would like to, just due to the nature of being a comedian, whatever. A lot of times I am working nights, quote-unquote, as well, so I don't get to see as much live music as I would like to. I love doing this show for the reason that I can make more of an effort to see live music because it's part of my job, whatever. But so the best part, Olga's getting in people's faces. I was not expecting it to this degree. I'd seen some of their videos online, heard some music. But man, was she... Now, here's the best part. I was standing close to the front, and I had a glass of water, which I can't get over how lame I felt having a glass of water. And now keep in mind, I mentioned again that the band lives in Italy. They live in Milan, Italy. And Olga is from Moscow, Russia originally, but she spent most of her life in Italy. So for all intents and purposes, an Italian band. And in the loud venue with the music and stuff, I had trouble understanding Italian. It was too loud for me to understand that well. And every time I would try to speak it to D-Stay, it was easier for him if I just spoke English, which made me feel kind of bad. Made me kind of feel kind of like, oh man, my language is lame. And then, of course, here I am at right in the front with a glass of water. She's pouring her heart out, getting in people's faces, and there I am standing there with my hand in my pocket and a glass of water. Just like, well, we got to do our interview later with Water Magoo over there. He's going to be hydrated. If he tries to speak Italian to you, just smile and nod. You won't be able to understand him. I was just that guy. At one point, she grabbed this dude's phone. This guy was playing on his phone. She grabbed the phone. And I was like, yeah, man, put that phone away. It was just infectious. It was just awesome. And there I was with a glass of water, being the dude with a glass of water, being the dude in the jean jacket and the State of Alert t-shirt with a glass of water. I was sipping on whiskey earlier, and then I'm like, well, it's Southern California, and I got to do an interview. I got to be on point later. So I got to hydrate, stay on top of my game. That was my goal. We go out to do the interview, and we had to kind of just find a space. The entire band wanted to do it, which was awesome. I didn't know if it was just going to be Olga, if it was just going to be Olga and D-Stay, but the whole band was down. They were like, yeah, let's do it. So I said, cool, got the whole band. Steve is the bass player, and Ginger is the guitar player. And I got to talk to all four of them. But we kind of had to find a space. The venue was pretty small. The backstage area would have been very loud. It wasn't really an option. So we ended up going on a park bench, or what we thought was a park bench, just kind of nearby in downtown Los Angeles, right across the street from my car. Turns out, apparently, that was a bench for residents, and it was an apartment complex. We found this out because a cop kicked us out. Getting a little punk rock cred, right? That was my first interview where I was ever made to leave by law enforcement. And I guess it was appropriate that the interview that was taking place was with a band that got banned from a country. That's pretty cool, right? Sure. So anyway, we have to go across the street. And you hear all of this in the interview. You hear all this, you hear me talking to the cop, being like, look, man, can we just, like, we can wrap up here. Can we just get, like, 2 minutes, and then we'll leave? And the guy was you know, no. I was like, all right, buddy, okay. We're just going to go. So, man, Svetlanas, if you get a chance to catch these guys live, I highly, highly recommend it. And of course, in the interview, we talk about their website. You find out where you can find them and follow them. But they are, man, they are making some spectacular rock and roll. And it was one of the best live shows I have seen in a while. And Olga, as a front woman, is incredible. I mean, she's just, she's infectious. She's passionate, and she's got a great set of pipes, a great vocalist, and it is just, they're doing some special things, and they got some pretty heavy hitters in their corner. They're going to talk more about that as well, because we talk about some of their experiences touring in the States. It's just going to be a really, it's a really fun chat. And I'm looking forward to sharing it with you guys, so stay tuned. A little bit of housekeeping, romplicone.com. I am going to be, this Friday night, for any Los Angeles listeners, I'll be at the Foo Bar in Los Angeles. That's October 21st. And I got some college stuff, especially for election season, romplicone.com, to see if I'm coming to a campus near you if you happen to be a college student. But I will be traveling out and about a lot of October. Next week I'll be traveling a good bit. I'll also be traveling in November But as of right now, it's just college stuff, which is not open to the public. But RonPlacone.com for more on that. Stay tuned for Svetlana's really fun talk today. You are listening to the Indie Bohemians.
Here's your Monkey Minute. I'm Angie Doran for the Indie Bohemians. Danny DeVito recently appeared on Graham Norton's BBC show. Not known for his subtlety, DeVito talked about working with a spider monkey while filming Batman. He said the monkey freaked out over his penguin costume and leaped up to him and, let's just say, he pulled a reverse Trump with his teeth. So luckily, DeVito was uncastrated by the move, and of course they had to shoot it again with a codpiece, which makes me think it being a bit weird to talk about a penguin with a codpiece. But anyway, that's the Monkey Minute. I'm Angie Doran for the Indie Bohemians.
Hey guys, Ron Placone here. You're listening to the Indie Bohemians, and I am super stoked to have these guys with me. We are crowded on downtown Los Angeles after an amazing show from Svetlana's, and I got the entire band with me. I got Olga, Diste, and the bass player, Steve. Yeah, that's such an appropriate name for a bassist. Just, and they're Italian, too, and he's just like, ah, I'm Steve. It was required. And you?
I'm Ginger.
Ginger. Yeah. Perfect, man. That's my mom's name.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
So you are in family now.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. Family. That's cool. Well, my family's in Bologna in Florence, so kind of near you guys. Not like super close, but nearby.
Yeah.
Sort of the region.
1 hour drive.
Yeah.
Probably two.
That's like half your guys' country almost, right? Like, Italy's not that big.
No, it's not that big.
There's so much to see, but it's not that big. You guys, like, have a lot of cool compartmentalized into a nice, tiny place. Here we have the opposite here in the States. We have a lot of cool, but it is really spread out, as you guys know. So, wonderful set, by the way. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. You are a spectacular front woman. Thank
Olga.
You.
Yeah, that was really cool. You're like Gigi Allen if he actually cared.
Oh, wow,
that's
thanks.
Like, yeah, that,
thanks.
That's like, I mean, minus all the gross stuff.
I love
stuff.
Gigi Allen, so thank you.
You didn't have any gross, but yeah, it was great.
But I don't poo on the stage.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I noticed. You definitely didn't do that.
People must know this.
Yeah. No, don't worry. They get it. So, walk me through your experience in Russia. I know you had to leave.
Yes. Okay. So, now I can come back in Russia.
You cannot?
No, I okay. can. Because 2 years ago, I was banned from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I set on fire Putin's pictures.
Okay.
When we started the gig. We did a long tour, and in every gig, I set on fire the Putin picture.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the principal reason, the main reason.
Mm-hmm.
And after this, we did an album produced by Bleg, the singer of the Dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
And all the album is against the dictatorship that we have in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't. They didn't be a they don't be happy.
We tried to book some shows in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
At first the promoter said yes, but after 2 days said, oh, I'm sorry, we can do this. We cannot have you play in Russia.
And I received the letter.
And she received the letter when, what they wrote? That?
I'm not a desirable people for the country.
Wow. So you went to Italy, where you guys have more genuine, noble leaders, like Berlusconi.
Shut up. Shut up. They are like brothers.
That was good. That was funny. Huh? Yeah. I got it.
You're the comedian, right?
But no, so how did you, like, you just, because you are from there, correct? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you kind of just...
But I live in Italy since I was... once a kid.
Oh, okay.
With my mommy.
Okay.
Because my mommy live from Russia after that. No one knows where is my father, so
okay.
So it's a strange
okay.
situation. Yeah,
okay, weird. I got you. No worries. All right. So you've been in Italy, and then Russia just said no thing. Now, did you guys form a relationship with Pussy Riot? Then were you able to reach out to them?
Oh no! To be honest, no. I never,
okay.
I never met them. They were not a real band, but they were more a movement,
right,
political
right, right,
movement.
Right.
They were or they are. I don't know if they're still.
They're still going, there. As far as
yes,
I know.
They,
but yeah.
As a band
now.
Too.
Now.
I think so. I mean,
band.
There's more of them now, right?
But like, yes, there is. There is another reason. The Pussy Riot is a very strong movement in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot of things and a lot of protests.
Yeah,
and they did movement. They tried to do something good. They tried to help people to open their eyes and watch the reality.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you're pro.
Everyone knows. What happened?
Yeah. It didn't go so great.
I don't like the band, but it's not important, the band.
Yeah.
I think that it's important, the message
right.
for them.
Right, absolutely.
So, yes, we are pro.
So, in your words, what is the opposition to Putin? Just describe it for maybe an outsider that's not familiar at all or just knows what they read.
What's the question again?
Sorry. Why are you opposed to Putin?
Why?
What is it specifically? Yeah.
Because he's not a democratic government,
mm-hmm.
but he is a dictator,
mm-hmm.
and
you know,
he looks like Trump now for you guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're friends.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
Yeah. Best buddies.
They're besties.
What a wonderful trio. Berlusconi,
oh,
Trump,
no.
and Putin. Yeah, that would be quite
okay.
a.
Probably we must leave altogether.
Oh yeah, we would all find a different place to go if the three of them ever. We'd have to
but
colonize
Trump
a new
win.
Planet.
It's not possible that Trump wins here.
You know,
it's
I feel like
possible.
You're looking at me like you want assurance, and I sadly I cannot promise anything because I remember thinking there was no way we were going to let Bush in a first time. The first time he was not elected legally. The second time. He actually won that thing, and I thought there was no way that was going to happen. So I take nothing for granted, but I can promise all of you I will do my part to make sure Trump does not get into office.
So from tomorrow you will set Trump pictures on fire.
Well, that and I'll vote against him.
Yeah, you are in the States, you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, we can do that. And
you have the free speech.
Yeah.
In Russia, you don't have free speech.
But I personally can't do it because I don't have a cool band behind me or anything like that. If I did that at like a comedy club, they would just be like, well, that was weird and not funny. And then I wouldn't work there ever again, and a sprinkler would go off. So
what's your joke about Trump?
Huh?
You must have a joke about Trump.
I do have a joke about Trump.
Okay.
I actually do. And it's a joke. It's a phallic joke, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I do. I say my penis is a lot like Donald Trump. It's pale, false to the right, and unqualified to be president. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Nice one.
Appreciate it, man. So how long has the band been around?
We played since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
2009.
Yeah.
And what was that inception like?
What do you mean, the inspiration?
How did you guys start out?
Oh, she started originally with other guys. At first, they were girls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, we were four girls, but it was a joke. It isn't a real band.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke for with friends.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
after.
I joined the band and we started all this. We had many lineup changes during the years. I mean, different bass player, different guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are.
Yeah.
So, have you, Olga, have you always had the same style? I mean, tonight, for instance, you used the entire bar as your stage, which was awesome. Have you always been that way? Like was that always just natural for you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was obvious you were having fun out there. And you know, it rubbed off on everybody. I mean, the music's great, but, you know, it was very infectious.
Yeah. Did you expect that?
No, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I, you know, I'd listened to some of your stuff online. I'd see some videos. But, yeah, I wasn't expecting it to be that. You don't see rock and roll done that way much anymore, at least not in my experience. But, you know, I'm just a listener, and I go out when I can. But yeah, I mean, I really appreciated that. And I really appreciated when you grabbed that dude's phone. That was my favorite part. There was some guy, I don't know if you guys could see it, but there was some dude on his phone. She grabbed the phone, and I was like, yeah, that's awesome. I felt really lame because I was drinking water.
So we have a new phone now? So we have a new phone?
No.
Oh,
okay.
No, she didn't keep the phone.
I don't see anything.
She was polite. It was a very polite, just playful, like, grab the phone thing. But,
I still had, but I already
give it back.
That was nice of you. That was, and by the way, again, sorry about the van. I saw that online.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry, too.
Yeah, that was, did you guys lose any phones or no?
Phones, no.
No?
Yeah,
okay.
We lose a computer, a tablet, a lot of money.
Money.
And my clothes.
Yes,
more passports.
Passports?
Yeah,
oh, jeez. So you guys might be sticking around a while, I guess, to try to be positive about
it. And the money to fix a car.
Oh, man.
Yeah. By the way, it happens. Yeah, you're on tour, so I've heard of many bands.
It was our first time, and I hope the last time too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That someone.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you do hear about that a lot, and I've always thought, like, that's like the most vicious thing to do. Because, I mean, everybody can at least relate to what it's like to be a traveling performer, especially these days. And to rip somebody like that off. It's just, I mean, obviously stealing is wrong no matter who it is.
Yeah, right.
But, like, come on. You're gonna, like people that are dedicating themselves to this art, you're gonna rip them off when they got so much riding on everything. It's like...
Yeah, but I guess when you're a junkie, you just don't care.
Yeah? You think...
probably.
Yeah, that's... Well, I wish you all the best, and I hope you...
Thank you.
I hope you recoup everything.
They already didn't know that I will rip the rats.
You will what?
I will rip the rats.
Oh, okay.
She's violent.
No, it's not true. Just on the stage.
All right. Well, fair enough. It was a great performance. So how often do you guys tour now? I mean, it seems like you guys are pretty much out all over the world all the time.
We try to tour as much as we can. Mm-hmm. We don't have regular jobs, so this is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like this year is the third time we come to the US. The first time we came to record an album. The second time to play South by Southwest.
Oh, you guys did South by. That's awesome.
And this time...
In the best city in the world, Austin.
You like Austin?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, we like Austin.
Austin's wonderful. Yeah, yes. Austin's really great. Well, where's your guys' favorite, besides Austin, what are some of your favorite spots in the States?
I can't tell you to play, because when you go around and play, you can't see anything.
Uh-huh.
You can't visit. So I would say Dallas.
Dallas is good.
But it's still Texas. Let me think about it.
Are you guys resident by any chance?
Are we what?
Residents of the private property, you can be out here.
Oh, okay. Can we have can we just stay for like 3 more minutes? We're just doing an interview. Please? Really? Dude?
Okay.
Well, all right. I'm sure we could, but that's okay. I get it. You got to do your gig. So that was the cop. That was the guy. I was like, hey, can we just stick around? And he was not having it. He was just shaking his head no and glaring at us. Which, I mean, whatever, you know, you gotta do your job. I mean, he was kind of being, you know, I'd say a little less cordial than he could have been, but whatever, what are you gonna do? I mean, I'm not gonna read too much into that. So we go across the street. Olga helped me carry my equipment, which was very sweet of her, and the interview continues. All right, so we're back. We're on public property now. We had some rent-a-cop dude that wouldn't let us stick around for a couple more minutes. But that's fine. Was that your guys' first encounter with American police?
No.
No?
No.
No, that's something. I don't know if you guys heard, but they're like really not cool here. I've encountered police in Italy before. And
they're not cool anywhere, I guess.
Well, they're not cool anywhere, but I mean, in my experience, they're way better there. I mean, I was a younger man, and mm-hmm. I was drunk and obnoxious, and they were actually very patient and kind.
Yeah, because you were a tourist, probably.
Well, not probably. I definitely was a tourist, but there was no doubt about that. I wasn't fooling anybody. I mean, I spoke Italian to the best of my ability at the time, but nobody was fooled. Well, fair point. I don't know. It was in the heart of Florence, too, so they probably were like, all right, this guy's helping us out. His tourist dollar is going a long way. But, well, fair point. Well, has it always been Milan for you guys?
Was it?
Have you always lived in Milan?
I was born in Sicily.
Oh, yeah?
And I moved when I was a kid.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Why was that? Just parents? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. And what about you? Was it always?
I was born.
Yeah. Where was Russia? And then you went
I was born in Moscow, but when I moved to Italy, I moved with my mommy in Milan.
Okay. And you guys in Milan too?
I born in Milan.
Born in Milan. All right.
Yeah, I was born near Turin and moved to Milan 3 years ago.
Okay. Are any of you guys AC Milan fans?
I don't care about football.
Oh, yeah. Blasphemy.
But our son, yes.
I support International Milan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one Berlusconi doesn't own or doesn't own?
Yeah, no, it's against Berlusconi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the other team.
The
okay.
Inter.
Yeah,
Inter.
Yeah,
Inter.
Milan.
International.
Our son, too. But he is 5 years old, so.
You know, it's pretty funny. I never knew. Like, here in the States, we don't have political affiliation with sports. It's not really a thing. And I didn't know that it existed. And when I was in Italy, I had, like, just jerseys of the teams, the Italian teams that I would get to see. And the only teams you get to see is Roma and Milan. That's it. Because those are, I guess, the biggest.
Yeah, in Torino, too. Juventus.
Torino occasionally. Juventus occasionally.
Juventus.
But mostly it'd be Roma, Milan. Those were the only ones that would ever come to the States. Mm. And most of the time, those were the only replays you would ever get. So I just had... I never liked Toti for some reason. I don't know why, but just over the years, I just never cared for him. So AC Milan was just all I knew. Mm-hmm. And so I had this, like, Milan jersey. And whenever I would wear it in Florence, people would give me dirty looks. And I never understood why. And, like, finally, like, one of my cousins explained it to me. And it was like... And he spoke English because he grew up in London. Because mm-hmm. It was like explaining a concept like that to me in Italian, I wouldn't have... understood, you know, like that's too heavy of a... So he explained it in English, and I was like, I did not know that was a thing. And so from that point forward, I only would wear my Fiorentina jersey or my Napoli jersey, and I never wear my AC Milan jersey at all. And in fact, if I had it, I would give it to you guys to give to your son. But, like, I think I gave it to, like, one of my little cousins or something, because I don't want people thinking I'm right-wing. Although nobody in the States would ever make that association. But I still didn't want to take the chance. So what is next for you guys? Or is there a new album coming out? Or
we are working on new songs, new stuff. Mm-hmm. But last January we recorded a new album. Mm-hmm. But I don't know when...
it will be released.
Yeah.
Well, still working on the mix, mm-hmm. So well, it will be released for sure in the new year, 2017.
Yes, probably yes.
How did you guys find your way to punk rock?
So I started to listen to music when I was 4 or 5 years old, and I listened to the Beatles and Motörhead at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 11 years old, I found out about the Sex Pistols, mm-hmm. and then it was like... punk rock.
Yeah? You just connected with it right away?
Yeah.
How about you, Olga?
When I discovered, I probably was 13 or 14, and I discovered the album The Discharge.
Oh, wow.
And wow.
You went straight to that, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And my world is changing.
Okay.
Wow. Right. I like it.
That's all right. That's an interesting first.
Yeah.
That's all right. And then what was it, just straight crust for you, or was it like other stuff too?
I started to listen just punk rock.
Okay.
And now I listen a lot of things.
Now
I don't
listen
only punk rock. I listen other things too now. Mm. But punk rock is my life.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. How about you?
For me, when I was 16 years old, and I started to listen to The Stranglers and The Poison Idea.
Oh, nice. Man, you guys, okay. I mean, these days, you were Sex Pistols. That was like an obvious first grab, but everybody else was like, oh no, man, we went deep first.
Yeah.
Steve?
I'm the holder of the band, and
okay.
I start to listen to Beatles when I was maybe 5 years old. And after, going crazy for Kiss. My first concert in the 80s is Iron Maiden, like support of Kiss.
Yeah?
Yeah, and after I listen to any kind of rock music usually, and a lot of punk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love a lot of American punk, Black Flag, the classic old, old band, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of that's here. I mean, it's still trippy for me being like, because I grew up with that stuff too, and like even though I'm from the States, I grew up in Pennsylvania, which is like east, and so the whole idea of Southern California just seemed like a totally just foreign place to me. Like it just seemed like an idea. Like I was like, man, this is, I mean, I knew it was real, but it just seemed so unattainable. And then like being here now, like it's still trippy. You know, like Keith Morris will just do a reading from his book around town. It'll be a free event.
I try to find this book for all the tour.
Yeah.
And in all stores, there aren't the book.
Really?
So Keith, please do something.
Send me a copy,
because I want to read the book, and I can't.
He's pretty accessible. A buddy
probably
of mine.
I will order on Amazon when I come back to home.
Well, I'll give you the name of a couple stores that'll probably have it if you guys are going to be in town for a minute. But yeah. But yeah, I know there's some places here that definitely have it. Yeah, you'll be able to.
I tried to Amoeba.
Oh, you went to Amoeba? Amoeba didn't have it?
Nah.
That's surprising.
But there's
in San Francisco. Amoeba in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. The one here, there's a good chance they will.
I will try.
Yeah, and then there's a few bookstores I can point you in the direction of that I would be really surprised if they didn't have.
Okay.
But,
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. So, what is it like for you guys? Where are some of the other pockets that you're best received outside of the U.S. or just in general?
England, I would say.
Okay.
England, especially, you know, last summer we played the Rebellion Festival, and we had in Blackpool, and we had very good reaction for the audience.
Mm.
And we will play Rebellion Festival next year too, 2017.
Mm.
And we are planning a UK tour. A European and a UK tour.
So how is, I mean, I remember you were telling me off mic, you guys don't do much in Italy, like you don't do a whole lot there.
Yeah, I think it's pointless to play in Italy. I mean, Italy was very good for music in the 90s.
Okay, why was that?
Because
but I think that it's good now too, but not for the punk rock.
Yeah, it might be good for hip-hop.
For hip hop, okay. For metal and stoner too. Milan is a good city for metal, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know.
Not for
hardcore music, for punk, not for that kind
probably
of music anymore. But it used to be very good in the 90s. There were a huge scene. I mean, for scene, I don't mean unity. That was bullshit. But lots of people went to see shows.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, when the negative approach, the adolescence come, you know, the best goal is to have 100 people, and that's all.
And looks like that they play at Palladium here, when you have 100 people in Milan say, wow!
No, really?
What a success.
You know, it's weird. I spent a lot of time in Firenze, Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was curious to see if anything like that was around, just to experience it in another country and what have you. And I found nothing. I found, like, one record store, and I talked to the guy, and he's like, yeah, dude, we don't have that here. And I was like, okay. But then randomly, one evening, there was this big, I guess it was a festival, and it was all these, like, just hardcore crust punk bands. They were singing in Italian, and there had to have been like 100, 200 kids just gathered in the streets, and everybody had a dog, and it was so cool, and I was like, I don't know how this happened, but this is totally going on. I don't know if it was a traveling thing or what it was.
I don't know.
Not you to guys be honest, weren't there.
No, we weren't there. Neither my dog. And I don't know, you said crust punk probably.
Genre. It was in a squat. Squat are good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Squats are good for shows.
Okay.
For shows
venues,
are...
no, not okay. anymore.
Maybe in Bologna. Like...
Bologna is a good city in Italy for the for punk scene.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, what maybe. About Livorno? Is that kind of...
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. Livorno.
Maybe Bologna is the best city for punk music now.
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s, Milan, Torino is very good place. Now, so-and-so, depend. In Italy, it's strange because the people, there was a band, a fashion band in that moment, and all the people go to see that band.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after 1 year change the band, all the people go to see another band.
Yeah, it's about...
But there isn't a hungry to listen to music like in the 90s. It's different. No.
But I'm sure punk rock will come back.
Yes. Oh, yeah, totally.
So everyone will go to punk rock shows again.
Yeah, it's a wheel. For one always, year,
for,
no,
for the 2, 3 years, 5 years, and then another kind of music.
Yeah, I mean, even here, it's cyclical. I mean, in Southern California, I mean, it just so much happened here.
Yeah.
That it's always going to be alive and well at its core. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure that the Redwood fluctuates, and I'm sure, like, a lot of the places fluctuate, but you just have so much that happened here.
Yeah.
That kind of just stays strong. But, you know, I have a cousin from Bologna, and I introduced him to punk rock when he came to the States,
oh, yeah?
and he did not get it.
No?
He just, it was weird to him, it was too loud, he did not, there weren't many girls, and he did not like that, he did not connect with that, and he did not get it at all. I tried to explain it to him, and he just, wasn't for him.
Yeah.
Wasn't for him. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, it's true.
So, what has been the most rewarding part about touring in the States this time around? I know you had some bad luck recently, but what have been some highlights?
Okay, well, you know, weird things happen when you're on tour. So when we played a Warped Tour last summer.
Last summer.
We met Gene Simmons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was he like? Was he cool?
He was very cool.
Yeah.
And he wanted a t-shirt. You know, we have this logo with Putin face with a
Gene Simmons
face painting.
Uh-huh.
On it.
So he was all about it?
He wanted the t-shirt,
the
CD. He
didn't try to sue you or anything? He was
no,
like, yeah.
No, not at all. He was very kind. He told to all guys, said, hey, baby.
And he called me baby.
Yeah. Hey baby, tomorrow more than 40,000 Americans will know about your music because I will post it on my social medias, on my website.
And he did it.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Did you tell him about your first concert?
Yeah.
I mean, that was your chance, man. You were like, hey,
yeah,
by the way,
I saw you.
Like, it's like I'm emotional when I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like the Pope.
Yeah, like a Pope. Like a, no, say Baba.
He was very kind with us.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah, it's very kind.
Well, how many dates on Warped Tour did you guys get to do last year?
Oh, we did only seven shows. Then
at the end of the Warped Tour.
Yeah, at the end of the Warped Tour, we started our own tour. Then we joined the Warped Tour, and we finished with our own shows too. So it was like a month. A month.
Do you prefer like the club shows to like the festival type shows?
I like both personally.
Yeah. I know those shows can sometimes be difficult to pull off, but it's like the Warped Tour just exposes you to so many people.
Yes.
For us, it was a very strange cause. We had the parents of the guys. The guys go to saw Blackville Brides, Riff Raff, the kids. And the parents go to see us.
Oh, yeah.
They take the kids. Okay, guys, you can go.
Man, I heard that's happening. But I haven't been to Warped Tour in a while. Because, like I'm on the older end now. I mean it's just how it's... But I hear it's like, yeah, man, the kids at the shows have kids of their own. Yeah. And it's true now. Which is, I guess you just got to embrace it, right? Like, it was bound to happen. People make people. There's Black Flag bibs now that you can buy. Like, you don't have to make them yourself. You can just get them. Dead Kennedys. It's all out there. So how long do you guys have left on this tour?
Was it how long?
How long do you guys have left on this tour?
Oh, we have only three shows left.
Two shows.
This is
the tour.
Oh, wow.
You did it.
Already did it.
Tomorrow. You're having fun, man.
Yeah, right.
Tomorrow we will play in Long Beach at the Prospector.
Oh, cool.
And Wednesday we will play in Palm Desert.
Okay.
And the name of the venue is The Hook.
The Hood.
And then what's next? Going back to, are you guys going home a little bit? Do you have a break or?
Yeah.
We have a break for 4 days. And after we have a couple of shows.
In Italy this time.
Oh, yeah. Where are you guys playing in Italy?
And
we'll play Vicenza.
Trieste
and Ferrara.
Trieste and Ferrara.
Nice.
And after we will leave for the European tour.
And that's UK stuff, England and?
The Rebellion Fest.
Oh, okay.
Festival,
that's coming up then.
Booked us before that we leave for this tour for the next year. So in August we will do the Rebellion Fest another time.
And a smaller
UK tour.
Where can people learn more about you? What's your website?
What is our website?
Yeah.
It's okay. www.svetlanas.su. SU means Soviet Union.
Oh, wow. Do they know that you guys still have that?
Yeah.
They banned you from the country, but they let you have a domain?
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yes. And it's mine now.
Yeah. Wow. Man, they... All right. Well, they're not going to find out from this show. I guess they're not. Yeah. That's awesome. That is so cool. Svetlanas.su. I am going to go to that soon. And yeah, totally.
Be careful because there is another website with the name Svetlanas.com and it's not our website.
All right. I've only ever been to your all social media.
You can think what.
I tell you, it's a porn website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's an escort.
Escort
website. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you don't want people naked. Fair enough. You guys have just a genuine Soviet Union subversive punk band website. Very much. Yeah, I like it. Well, guys, thanks so much for taking some time.
Thank you.
All right.
Svetlanas.su. Check them out. They got a really special thing going on. Their live show is spectacular. I'm Ron Placone. You're listening to the Indie Bohemians.